Day of the Dead for Robert McCauley. 1. I total the coins given by my dead. Coins spent on sweets, on playthings, on childish desires. Now I line up the corpses of family and friends, still not such a long line, and settle coins upon their eyes, money spent in the realm of memory, which surely grows. 2. I don't visit my mother's grave. I don't need it. I don't need to. I carry an 8mm silent film in my thoughts. I carry an early 60s Technicolor memory reel encoded in my muscles. I carry my blind, deaf, silent sadness in my cheeks and eyes, in the weight of my hands, in the measure of my voice. No need to search for a stone or talk to the air. 3. When my best friend died, I was so distraught, I wanted to make love to his wife, to sit in his runaway dog's favorite chair, walk the grounds of the meadow where we'd eventually hide his ashes. 4. One day, when I'm an old geezer, I told my daughter, we'll visit Mexico on my birthday, on Day of the Dead. And secretly, I thought how perfect it would be to die there, a stranger among sugar skeletons and braided breads, and families honoring their ancestors.
Eric Leonardson and Steve Barsotti are sound artists and instrument inventors. Their influences include Luigi Russolo and Harry Parch. In the preceding short story, Day of the Dead, by Stephen J. Weinberg, excerpts from Eric and Steve's CD entitled Rare Bit were used to support this somewhat dark tale. Here is an entire track from Rare Bit, The Six Leggers. Thank you.
Breakfast, a love letter. On the counter, a plastic tub of uniformly smooth margarine, processed magical spread not quite the color of butter, and a slice of sprouted grain organic whole wheat bread crisping between the hospital white toaster's glowing orange coils remind me that the half carton of brown eggs in the fridge and the leftover espresso in the pot beside the sink might, with the slightest culinary dance, converge to form a hearty breakfast. On top of the refrigerator, an unnaturally large Florida orange urges me to violate it with one of my sharp silver knives that occupies a slot in a wooden block housing and protecting treacherous blades suited to sundry kitchen tasks. Out of happenstance, I will assemble a plate that looks intentional, a meal suggesting forethought and order that will lead me from a fuzzy, sleep-laden dream logic to the linearity required of a workday. Breakfast? What is this desire of mine? To consume compatible foods of varying shapes, sizes, colors, smells, and textures upon awakening. Breakfast. I love you, and I miss you terribly when I've no time at the start of day to create you. And there is nothing quite so luxurious as eating you at night, and then again in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. Breakfast, you are the love of my life, now and always, till death do us part.
Number 30.